Hi there, how are you? Let's see, it's about 20 minutes of noon, and today is, the 26th. Okay, yeah, it's 26th. And I got a letter in the mail yesterday from Donnie Cryer and Lee. I got their new address and everything. You know, he asked me how I was and all that kind of good stuff, so I whipped them off a letter last night, so it should be on its way pretty soon. Let's see what else is new here. Mail clerking's about the same. Nothing much too new. Let's see. I'm still waiting on your tapes. I haven't got anything yet right now. I don't know. I have to go up again at 2 and see if I can get some more mail. Let's see. Oh, did you get the last tape? And there goes another letter in the box. Oh, wow. I only got about 2 more pictures on my first roll of slides to develop, and then I'll send those out. My last set, I put the pictures in the wrong type of mailer. I put them in a mailer for slides and sent it. And so I owe Kodak in Rochester $2.81. So, you know, that's the bag. Just getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning is starting to get to me, if you can't tell by now. So, anyway. Now this tape is going to run from right to left when you go down on the channels, so you know what it's going to be like. I'll put another set of instructions in with it. Well, I went up to the PX the other day and looked at those 2 tape recorders in the Pacex catalog, and so, anyway, I'll probably be sending them after a while. I think a Spec 4 makes about $270 or something, so, you know, I'll whip off maybe one the next couple months, and then I'll whip off another one, get them home. I got the design for the interior part of the control room for the studio. It looks like what I'm going to have to do is have a drawer, an angled drawer, pull out of the side there that's closest to the burner, and have it pull out and have the 2 recorders in the drawer. You know, have a great big drawer if they'll fit. So, and because I'll have this one in there too, I think. Then I got the board I got to build in the Echo Machine, and the amplifier looks like I'm going to have to leave out front and just run it directly into the board and control my volumes from the board. I want to see some pictures of the whole thing when you get it done. It should be pretty good. And I don't think you have to use plexiglass on the big window. Just regular glass will do, about 2 sheets thick. It should take care of it pretty well. And let's see what else is due. I know, can't you tell I'm tired? Anyway, well, let's see. Well, it's been nice and warm. I haven't had too much trouble with my back. I put another mattress on the bed, so now I've got 2 mattresses over the top of the steel. And it works pretty good. I just got a flash for my camera. Ken just got a new one, so Ken gave me his. It's only a little one, but it's real nice. It'll recycle every 5 seconds, so start taking some halfway decent pictures. Yeah, what did you think of the pictures of the inside of the Huey? Pretty good, huh? You can imagine what it's like trying to move all that stuff. Well, let's see. Gee, there's not too much else I can talk about. I guess I'm going to have to save this tape and run over a couple of days. I'll probably make a Mars call to you Sunday, so, you know, make sure everybody's around. I understand Don and Lee are on those health food pills now, so, you know, they should be feeling pretty good after a while. Donnie says he's been waiting for some inspiration. I think he just married all the inspiration he needs. But, anyway. It's lunchtime. Ken's out to lunch. Briggs was supposed to go up and goof around painting the letters and numbers on the front of the CO's new Jeep we just got. And I don't know, we haven't seen him all morning long, so we don't know where he's off at, so. Anyway. Oh, let's see. Well, some other guys over here have got some different tapes, so I've been taping some stuff off of them. And, anyway. I don't know, like I say, I haven't received the tapes that you sent yet. I don't know how long it's going to take. It shouldn't be too much longer. Let's see. I think I got two letters from you, too, so I'm going to go over to the desk here and pull them out and see if I can answer any of the questions you got on them. So, I like that beginning one there where I'm going to take it down and give it to him down at the mess hall there. So they can put it up, you know, the one where the guy's standing there in a chow line. He says, I don't care what they call it, another mess hall. It's in my mess hall. It's chipped beef on toast. Yeah, the good old shit on a shingle. Oh, let's see what we got here. Here's the, okay. You got your pictures. Yeah, you really think they're all right? The camera's not too bad. It takes some good flicks, I think. I understand what happened with the letters. You were numbering them anyway before I asked you to start numbering them, right? That's just like making a correction of a correction of a correction of a correction. You understand that one, don't you? Yeah, let's do it in morning reports. Anyway. Okay, now we have that all straightened out. All right. You got to get the coffee off. Okay, I'll let you get the coffee off. And the bed's not like sleeping on a steel frame. It's just a wide piece of steel. I've got it right on top of the bunk, and it's real good. It doesn't sag or anything. Really get a good night's sleep. I may have to send a couple chunks of that home. The only thing is, it weighs about 300 pounds a piece. Let's see. So, yeah, I see you agree with my evaluation of the Army. And no, I'm not losing any more weight. I'm still about 185 pounds, and so that's not too bad. And yes, I would love if you would send me some brownies. Now, I just saw something on the back of an M&M's package, too, that I got from the PX. I bought some M&M's to eat. You take the M&M's and put the M&M's in to make chocolate chip cookies. I never thought about that before. So, now I may have told you before, but I need a pair of sneakers or those desert boots or something, you know, to wear, because, you know, all I've got is a jungle boots and my low quarters. My low quarters are shot, so I don't know. Now, that's another thing. Now, someplace over in Massachusetts, there's a company called Cochran Company. They make boots, particularly jump boots. And I don't know, if my feet start bugging me, I'm going to send you some money home and have you get a pair of these Cochran jump boots and send them over to me. Because I don't know, I don't have too much faith in these jungle boots. They're kind of flimsy and there's very little support in them. So, well, here comes somebody in with their tapes. Wow. Yes, love an old dilapidated bod, that's right. Old and dilapidated, it's the one who isn't all shot up. Who is it? What's that, new album? What's the name of it? Oh. What? Maybe. Hold on, I'm gonna go and change it over so Charlie can hear what it sounds like coming over the thing here. Just came to check in on our mail here. Let's see. Oh boy. So, let's see. You're right. The slides are a whole lot cheaper than the film. You know. It's yeah. Take it easy, Charlie. Okay. Now the small viewer, I can get that right up here in the PX. I don't need to have you send me one. It's battery operated. It's pretty good. You said you sent out the box today. That's the 11th. Let's see. It's 26 now, I guess. 26. Yeah, we get paid tomorrow too. Wow. Put some socks in it too. Yeah, the black ones will do finer. You know, I just gotta have something other to wear than these green ones, man. These funky green ones are terrible. Okay. Like you said, yeah, it is a real good idea to send this stuff home because, you know, my God, this one tape recorder, this Sony, is something like $399 in the States, and it's $228 here. I admit, it's not really too much off, you know, maybe about $180, but still, that's $180 less, you know. Okay, let's see what else you got here. Okay, I'm going to pick up the earphones, you said, so send them out in the next tape box, that's good. Okay, you're going to have someone put that ceiling tile up in there? Just remember to get the insulation up in there too, because that may help a little bit. Okay. Now the stuff in the closet, actually, I could send you home a diagram of how that's got to be, but really you don't have to mess around with it. It shouldn't take too long to get done. What I'm going to need is some green felt, green or black felt, to put down on there as the covering over that stuff, and have the metal, you know, set in there. Yeah. Well, Ken just came back and told me to go eat. Briggs is in the mess hall, Ken says. I kind of figured that. That's Charlie Payne outside the door again. So, quite understand what you wrote about the tape recorders that you're buying. One to keep and two to send. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to keep the one here that I got. Now the 540, I'm going to send the two 630s home.
Say hi, Ken. Howdy.
That's our great exalted leader. I don't know. They brought it in out of the operations last night. This is like a storeroom. Somebody just brought in a flak jacket, a helmet, a gas mask and an M16. You see, because I'm smart. I got my M16 hanging right up here on the wall. You know, nobody messes with me. But you know what a flak jacket is. But anyway, it's a fragmentation. Oh, there he is. What can I do for you? Let me see here. No. Yeah, I'm sending a letter home. It's all right, man. I got Ken out here and everybody else. It's Jerry Hume, one of the POL drivers. He's a good guy. Anyway. Now. Yeah, that's right. Like I said, I'm going to keep one here and send two home. Before I leave, I'm going to send this one home, too. I'll probably be sending home an amplifier, some speakers. You know, not a guitar amplifier. One of those other type of amplifiers. You know, the phono amps and stuff. Okay, now you're happy I got the mail clerk. Yeah, that's affirmative, as they say. It's a Raj. I am the mail clerk. Unfortunately, they didn't promote me in the MOS. I'm still a 71H20 personnel specialist. So at least they got that down anyway. Now, as far as the box is concerned, I'm going to send that hat over inside of the box that I got my light meter in. I got some other stuff in there. I got a can of film in there. Take the film over to Harry, have him develop it. I don't know whether it's going to turn out. I don't think it did because it looked like it kind of screwed up inside the camera. If it did come out, you know, you got some pictures in black and white. If not, you know, don't worry about it. No sweat. Let's see. And yeah, I will send the box, but I'll send some other stuff over. I got to send Marcia some Snoopy pins that we got over here. Now, if you do want one of these cameras before I leave, maybe I'll buy another one. I'm allocated to have two of them and a motion picture camera and a whole bunch of other stuff. And as far as the books go, we get books here in initial distribution. That's one thing, we get books and movies and stuff, you know. This place isn't absolutely desolate. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the Polaroid things there that flip up. I know, they have them over here in RPX. They're $1.80 thing, I think. Now, up to Liaison at Battalion. Now, our liaison is up at Dongba 10, up there with the battalion. Battalion is right at Dongba 10 also. They also have the 18th Engineer Brigade up there, the 10th Aviation Battalion, the 155, that's 155th Assault Helicopter, liaison up there. They've got our liaison up there. The 92nd Aviation Company Assault Helicopter, they're up there too. That's the bunch that does the 13-minute gun scramble.